And we're going to start again with Tanna Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. Tanna Rabbanan, I'm RFTC, playing the Avdi Ben Chayre. Mute, please.
Okay.
Rabbanan, I'm RFTC, if somebody says, I freed my Evan, Weimer lawyer son of the guy says he never did. Chashina Shemazikulay the Akar. Taisa speaks out, Chashina means we assume. Usually Chashina means we are afraid. Some Rishayim have to learn it's a Suffolk. But Taisa learns it's a Vadai. If the guy says he freed him, right, we believe him to say that he gave it to somebody else, and the guy was kinda for the Eved without the knowledge of the Eved, and the Eved is a free man. The owner says, I gave it to him, and the Eved says, I never got it. We believe the Eved, because it's possible that the master handed it to him, and the Eved never really took it. The master thinks the Eved took it, and the Eved never took it. I mean, the Eved would know better if he took it than the master would know that the Eved took it. It's possible that he handed it to him, thinking that the Eved's taking it, and the Eved, for some reason, never took it. So therefore, we believe the Eved, not the master.
Rabbi Masner Retten?
No questions, still the mission.
Could you ask people to mute themselves for some background noise?
People to mute themselves already. And didn't help. Kasavti v'nasad, right. Mi'aychu peiris, who eats the fruit? Now Rashi learns it's going on the second case. We believe the Eved. I skipped, I'm sorry. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shemazikaloi, second wide line. Get Chayres Adayacha, Ramaloi Schiboi Leploini, Schusuloi, Zachaloi Shabbifonov, and you can acquire it for him, not in front of him. It does about it, Evet, Chaymakabu Matana. He was Amaloi Kabalti Neman. The youngest have locks of a Luxus boy, Emirza. And the guy can take his Evet back. Why? Daminan Ta. We say the owner made the mistake. Xavar. He thought that the person accepted it, and he didn't. Zakti Gemar Vaiter.
Who didn't do that?
There were people there, and he handed it. He thought he handed it to the Eved.
The Eved to save this, he must be a really
Chashem Yid. He's a Chashem Eved. He doesn't want to lie. He does never got it.
I think that's really forcing him just because if he's
a lawyer, he's going to be Surim all the time.
Exactly. So he's afraid.
Yes. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Same thing. I'm in a Sati, saw the plane, it's Lepaini. I gave this guy the field, whoever learned nothingly. Chashina Shemazikaloy and Heyachar. It's very possible that the guy gave it to him, gave it to somebody else to be kind. Same story. Now, me Eichel Paris. The question is, the guy says I gave him the field. The guy said I never took it. Right? Who eats the fruit until we can ascertain exactly what happened here? At this point, it's going on the safer. In the case when the guy said I never received it. But the guy said I gave it to him. I said I never received it. So at this point, we believe the guy who said he never received it. The question is, do we believe him to the fact that we say, okay, go eat the fruit? The guy says, I gave it to him. I feel guilty eating the fruit. So the Gemara is going to explain this. So let's just see the Gemara. Me, Eichel Paris. Listen, the guy that gave it eats the fruit. Very simple. The guy said, I never got it. I never got it. Rabba Amar Mishalshin is a Paris. You put the Paris to the side till you can reach an equitable compromise. And the Gemara explains, Abba means the recipient, the father. If he says, I never got it, he never got it. So we believe him 100%, and the Nisan can eat the fruit. But what happens if the son says, my father never got it? So that's not 100%. How does the son know everything his father did? The guy says, here, I gave your father this field. The guy says, no, you never gave my father this field. He never took it. He never received it. So we can't rely on the son 100%. So Mishal Shalos HaPeres. Guy says, I gave it. The son said he never received it. So we're going to have to work out an actual compromise. But till then, we just put the fruit to the side till it's solved in what compromise they reach. Rashi. Meshalshin, Biatchlish, Nemanach Yavi Elio. We give it to a guy till Elio comes, or they reach a compromise of some sorts. Because it's money. Remember, if money, they can be Michael. Haba, 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 bra. Mekabu matan asmi mechayim. If the recipient is alive, we are meloy nasin li neman. Vaycha anaisin is aperis. Avale meis, ubnoy amar loy nasin santa zula abba, meshalshin. The shema yavi edim shemachul abba mesele yada. It's very possible that he did give it to the father. And therefore, we don't know what to do. So we say, put the prayers to the side, either till they work out a compromise, or till Melio and Navi comes. What do you mean, both eat it? You can only eat the fruit one time. Meaning, work out a compromise.
No.
Figure it out.
It's only chance to be the no sin of the common.
Right.
Okay, so here's you guys. Listen, we don't know who belongs to, so we're going to let you both eat. It's not any better, it's not any worse than Shoshalin.
It's not true, because they have to agree to let the other guy eat if it belongs to them. Again, if they work out a compromise, that's fine. If you have two normal people, they'll work it out.
Well, first of all, the notes say he can just give another star if he wants to, right?
If the Mekabel is willing to accept.
He doesn't want him to accept it?
I don't know. I know some Chashuva people that tell me they don't like presents.
Is this really the story here that he doesn't want, or
maybe the knight changed his mind. He doesn't want to give it anymore. He decided not to give it. Again, this is easy. The Abbott case is much harder. The easy here is money. You work it out.
So when the war says Shoshalin, that means just keep it there and let it rot?
No, you sell it and put the money away. You sell the produce and put the money in escrow, if that's the correct word. That's the Mishnah Vayter. Now, in this following Mishnah, there will be two pshatim in the Gemara. So I will try to be deliberately vague, so we can let the Gemara do its thing. Evet sh'ase rabbi apaitiki l'acherim. An Eved Kanani that the master made him an apaitiki. Now, there's two kinds of apaitiki. Apaitiki can be designate a item that this is what you'll collect from. That becomes the preferred thing to collect from. But if it's not around, then you collect from something else. It just becomes, you know that this is where you're going to collect your debt. The guy makes the lender feel much better. And not only does he have a lien, but he has a specific item that's designated for his payment. Now, if something happens to it, he'll have to get it from somewhere else. But it makes him feel better because he's hoping that it'll still be around when he collects, and that's what he was told he would collect from. Then there's a thing called the Apaitiki Mefurish. And the Apaitiki Mefurish says, this is where you'll collect your loan, only from this. You can only collect your loan from this. But it becomes much stronger, and as we will see, it has ups and downs by being an Apaitiki Mefurish. Because if it's an Apaitiki Mefurish, if something happens to it, there's no way he can collect his loan. On the other hand, if it gets sold, even if there's other property, if it's an apaitiki mefurish, you just go and get it. This is what my lien was specifically on, stated that this is the only thing my lien is on. So apaitiki mefurish can make the lender feel better, but on the other hand, it's a gamble, because it saves him from having to run around to find property. He knows exactly what he's getting. And even if it's sold off, he just goes and gets it. However, the downside is, if something happens to it, bye-bye. That's called an apaitiki mefurish. So this Mishnah is talking about the guy made his Evet, the Apaita Gimapurish. That's how most Mishnayim learn. I shouldn't say most, I hate to use the word most, I didn't make a head count. That's how we will learn. So the guy made his Evet in Apaitaki. Apaitaki is an acronym of Apaitahekoi. This is what you will stand on. This is what you will collect. Acherim, the Shikrarai. Now, we don't know who freed what happened. But one way or another, the Evet became freed. Again, the Gemara will have two different Pshatim, so I will deliberately not explain it. Shuras Adin, basic law should be, what does he translate Shuras Adin? Letter of the law says, Ein Evet Chayev Klum. That the Evet doesn't owe a penny to anybody. Alam Meitikin Ailam, in order to keep the world functioning, and again, we don't know what that means here, Kaifenes Rabbi, we force his master to make him free. The Kaiser Star Aldamov and the Evet writes a star that he will pay back his value to whoever he has to pay it back, again to be explained in the Gemara. Chimagamilheimer, Aina Kaiser, the Evet doesn't have to write anything. Ella Meshachwer, the one who frees him writes. And again, I have not explained the thing. We're going to let the Gemara do its thing. Rashi, Paitaki. If I don't pay from anywhere else, now he could pay from somewhere else before the guy comes to collect. But if he doesn't, you take this. The Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. So Rashi says, have patience. Talk to Gemara. Who freed him? You have owner number one, that's the borrower. Then you have the lender. Who freed this Evet? The borrower or the lender? Again, the borrower borrowed money, made the Evet the Apaitaki. Somebody freed this Evet. The borrower, who is his owner, or the lender, who has a right to collect him. Who freed him? Frech the Gemara, Mishikrarai. Amar Rav, Rabbi Rishon. What happened was, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, made the Evet in Apaitaki, and Reuven turned around and freed the Evet. And now the Evet is a free man. And Shimon cannot collect from a free man. No longer an Evet. So Shimon just got hurt in a terrible way. He just lost his money.
Why?
Because it was an Apaitaki Mepurish.
Oh, is it Purish?
I told you the Mishnah is talking about an Apaitaki Mepurish.
It doesn't matter. I'll go to Bezdin and say they got an air payment loan.
And the answer is, I told him he can collect from this Evet. Let him go and collect. We made a deal that this is the Evet he's going to collect from, only.
But it doesn't matter. He's not the Evet. He's not an Evet anymore.
Tough luck on the Shimon. He only has a right to collect from the Evet. The Evet no longer exists.
But it doesn't matter.
Again, I just explained. I started off and I said, there's something called an Apaitaki Mefurish. When you do an Apaitaki Mefurish and the item gets lost, you lose your loan.
I can say,
Just explained.
No. I can go and take something. Come take this. The guy's about to take it. He burned it. The borrower burned it. And guess what? The guy said, that's sorry. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. You have to pay your loan. So what? I
started off this conversation today. I don't know where you were. That there's such a thing called an Apaitaki Mefurish that has benefits and detriments to the lender. By the way, the lender has to agree to this. Not he won't lend him the money. The benefit to the lender is he doesn't have to chase the guy around for money. He knows exactly what he's going to get. He doesn't have to say where your field, where is this, where is that. This is my item, I'm taking it. That's the deal we make.
Nobody would do it.
I guess.
Who would do it?
People.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't do it because it's possible, it's very possible they'll never get it.
It's possible. That's the chance he takes. On the other hand, he saves himself a lot of time and effort to collect his loan.
I'm the one that's lending the money out. I can get.
You don't have to agree to an Apaitaki Mefurish.
Who would?
This lender, this Mishnah.
This lender has some problems. Maybe you should go to the place over there on, what's it called? What's up? You know what? We have a new hospital now. It was built over there on Metro, by Severance. You know what the hospital's for?
Emergency room.
No, the new hospital they're building there. These guys that hit their head against the wall. Nobody would do it.
Well, they're building a hospital for those people, and obviously people do it. Again, this is not Paitiki before us.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I'm not lending money.
So don't lend. Nobody's asking you. This is what happened in our Mishnah.
And it happens all the time in the real world, too.
It happens all the time in the real world. That I said. Rabbi Cohn would never lend his money that way.
Ask him why.
Rabbi Cohn wants to know why a lender would ever agree to that.
Because
sometimes the parties do not have equal strength, and it's just a show of strength in doing a financial transaction. I could bore you with examples if you'd like to hear it, but I would just tell you that it's done all the time because the parties to the transaction are not of equal strength.
This was the Abaytik. Zakti Gemar Mishikhara. Amar Rav, Rabbi Rishon. Ruvain Freedom. Shuris Hadin. The letter of the law is Ein Eved Chayav Klonu Rabbi Sheni. Why should the Eved owe something to Shimon? Ruvain Freedom. He's a free man. He never borrowed money. There's a lien on him. Shimon has a lien. Let him collect the lien from Mr. Free Eved. The Rabbi. Sure, that didn't mean to let you, because we're in the middle of a sentence, that's why. When the end of the sentence, you can ask your question. Kedarava, Dama Rava, Hegdish Chamet Shechor Mavkiyim Midei Shibud. There are things that break a lien. If somebody has a lien on a person's animal, and he donates that animal as a carbon, the person, it breaks the lien. It's stronger than the lien. Chamet, somebody lends money, somebody borrowed money from a guy. And he said to the guy, you'll collect my chametz when the loan is due. And here comes Pesach. And now the guy comes to collect the loan. The yid cannot pay him with the chametz. It was the yid's chametz on Pesach, and chametz breaks the lien. He's not allowed to have pleasure of paying back a loan with chametz that he's asher ba'anah. And shichur. If you make an eved the lien, and you free him, you broke the lien. Poor Shimon is left holding an empty bag. So really the Eved owes him nothing because the Eved didn't do anything. The lien is gone. He's a free man. He walks the streets, goes and learns in Keitel. Zog de Gemara, Elam Eitikin Eilam, we're afraid. Shemi Yimtenu B'Shuk V'Yem Eliyav Yata. Shimon will meet this Eved and say, you're my slave. You're really my slave. They pulled a fast one on me. You're really my slave. The rumor will go around that this guy's a slave. Now, he's not. But in Shimon's mind, he got hoodwinked. Somebody stole his slave. Legally, the guy, it was 100% legal. But in Shimon's mind, he was wronged. And he will always look at this guy and say, you're my slave. And what happens is, people are going to hear it, and they're going to start questioning. Is this kid's kosher? Is this kid's not kosher? Father's an Eved. The mother, he's not an Eved. But rumors go. And Shimon, because he was hurt, will call the guy an Eved, and it starts rumors. So we tell the Eved, do yourself a favor. Pay Shimon back the loan. We ask Shimon to write a Shtar Shechrur. It's a rabbinic Shtar Shechrur. Biblically, he needs nothing. He's freed already. He got it from Reuven. The Kaisa Mavet Shtar Adamov. So we tell Reuven, Shimon, Evan, be smart. We know you're right. You don't owe Shimon a penny. But you're playing around with Shimon, and a rumor will kill you. So it's worth it. Ask Shimon to write him the Shtar Shechrur and write him the money. Tell him you'll pay him the money.
Who paid the money?
The Eved.
Oh, that is the, you know what?
For the Eved's benefit. It's a ticket in the island for the Eved's benefit.
This is the most recent thing. Nothing yet that we've learned that has any harming to all the stories that he was. The Evan did nothing. He didn't borrow anything, but he's paying. What's
yes.
going on here?
He's doing it to save his name.
He's going to save his name. I don't care what he's saving.
He's saving his name.
The thing Tikkun Olam we would say is that you take something else. That's the Tikkun Olam.
Giving him a Yelheimer. Ain't the Evan Kaisev, El Mishakra Kaisev. Has to pay Shimon. Because Reuven damaged Shimon's lien. And when you damage somebody's lien, you have to pay. That's the Machlokes. If there's a lien on my animal and I kill the animal, do I have to pay the guy for damaging his lien? Tanakhama says, no, you only damage the lien. It's not his item. Why should you pay him? You caused them not to have a place to collect, but it's not his. Shimon Gamliel says, a lien is enough that if you ruin it, you pay for ruining the lien. And by freeing the Evan, you ruined his lien. So Reuven has to pay for the loan. And therefore, Shimon won't spend any rubles because Reuven's paying him back, so he doesn't care that the Evan is free. So the Machloikas is, does Reuven have to pay? Tanakhama says Reuven does not have to pay. He never damaged Shimon. He caused Shimon not to have a place to collect from. He didn't damage Shimon, Behukas Nezek. He doesn't have to pay. Therefore, the Evan Nebuch, the former Evan, is under the threat that people will think he's still an Evan, because Shimon will still refer to him as an Evan. Therefore, we say, Evan, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a star shikr for Shimon and pay him, and you'll be much better off in the long run. That's the Tikkun Olam. Let me finish. And Shimon Gamliel says, there's no need for it. Reuven's going to pay. He damaged his lien. You damage a lien, you pay. That's the Machlokes according to the first shot in the Mishnah. So if we learn this way, Kaifenes Rabbi means we force the second master to free him. The first master freed him. So Rabbi here is going to mean the one that really wasn't his master, that planned to be his master. And Meshachrer means the first guy, right? In the Mishnah said, Meshachrerai, the first master freed him. By the letter of the law, the Eved doesn't owe anything. But we do the Eved a favor. We say, listen, get your master, referring to number two, who's not really your master, to write to a Shah Shikhrin and pay him back the loan. It's worth it for you. And Shimon Gamliel says no, because the one who freed him, master number one, has got to pay. So therefore, there's no reason we should make the Eved do anything. Yes, Corey.
According to the first opinion, how does a Shah Shikhrin from somebody who doesn't own him mean anything?
It really means nothing. But it's going to stop the rumor. If the second guy writes, listen, you can write a Shah Shikhrin to anybody you want.
If you don't own it, it doesn't mean anything.
It means they won't spread a rumor. Listen, if people think you own an Evan,
it's a star of freedom.
It's a star that removes the rumor. It's the words of Shikhur. Listen, somebody said that you own an Evan, and you want to dispel the rumor. So you write saying you freed him. Now, you never owned him. But you're going to sit and argue with people whether you own them or not, especially when it's your benefit to say that you do own them. It's the words of Shikhur.
Yeah, it's
He's getting paid for writing it. He's getting paid for not writing because he's not the Evan's in hot water. The Evan's going to lose out here. The bottom line is, people will refuse to marry this guy's kids.
All I know is, we say things like, people are afraid to do things that are false, to say things that are false, and their tefillahs. The whole thing is a shaker.
Again, we're dealing with the reality of a rumor. And the one who's suffering from this rumor is Mr. Former Evan.
Right.
We want to protect him. So how are we going to protect him? Get rid of the rumor.
But why are you
Wait one second. How are we going to get rid of the rumor?
I understand we're getting rid of the rumor.
That's what our interest is. There's a greater good here. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
It doesn't even.
I know, you're having problems with this whole Gemara, I got it.
Every person is, this is a great
I'm
thing.
Glad you will never
why
lend money with an apartment to keep a forage, and you will never free the Evan, I got it.
But the sugar part, the answer to that sugar part, just go through the motion, that's fine, everyone will see if I'm good. But the Evan, there's no reason in the world he should go to his bank, or whatever it is, and pay the loan. Why? I don't care.
He doesn't want a rumor that he's an Evan. People pay money to squelch rumors, yes. You buy off Twitter that they should ban somebody's account because he's spreading rumors about you.
Let the
original, money.
Let the borrower pay the loan. Finished.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't care that the rumor about the Evan. He doesn't care about the Evan.
If they take an loan, let the borrower pay his loan.
He won't. He has nothing to gain.
I said,
he won't pay. He does nothing to gain. Why should he pay? Why should he listen to you?
Because he had a loan and then he didn't pay.
He didn't have to pay it.
He didn't have to pay
it. He was legally exonerated.
What?
Again, your problem is with Upright Thinking Before Us. That's where your problem is. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shura Sadine Nevis Chayav Klum L'Rabbi Sheni. Shlohay Gufi Kanalei never was owned by the second master. Alam Shubat. Vasa Shechur Mafkiya Shibut Kudreva. Shechur can remove the Shibut. Hagdish, Asa Shaira Paitaki. Can I finish the Rashi? Hagdish, Asa Shaira Paitaki, Vekdish Shekdusha Sakuflum Isvayach. He made his Shar into an Apaitaki and then he donated it to Hagdish. But Dafka Kedusha Sakuflum, so Rashi, it's only carbon. Donating to Ben Kapaya is not strong enough to remove the Shibud. Rashi proves it, because it's not. Somebody owes money and he donates it to Ben Kapaya. The lender can go pay Hegdish a little coin, just it shouldn't look like he's taking it for free, and take back all the property. Because the lien is stronger than the Hegdish of Ben Kapaya, not for Hegdish of carbon. Chametz, Ivik Chum Jehovah Yisrael v'Shibud leChamtzai. The guy lent money to a Jew who made it and leaned on his chametz. The guy did not take it. Had he taken it before Pesach, it would be a different story. But he didn't. Asti Yisrael chametz, Mavkel Shibud is Ivik Chum, Mavkel Chametz Yisrael Shavu of Pesach. It becomes the chametz of a year that Pesach passed by.
Do you have to pay the guy?
You'll have to deal with the guy. No, if it was an Abaytiki.
The money that he borrowed.
Again, it depends on the court whether the court will recognize the abaytiki. According to Harvey, it happens all the time. And he'll spread a rumor that the kids are kids of Avadim. But Kvega has a problem. Why is he worried about that? Because nobody will want to marry him. Why are we worried about the rumor for his kids? Why don't we worry about the rumor about him?
Is his wife Jewish? Is his wife Jewish in this case?
This case, his wife is Jewish, yes.
So why would they be mitzvahs? What does that mean? Evan that marries the Bas Choron, the children are Avadim?
Like a Tanoim, if an Evan marries a Jewish girl, whether the kid is kosher or a mamzer. So according to Rashi, this is going like the Mamzer, but it says the kid is a mamzer. So Rabbi Kivega asks, why not just say that nobody will want to marry him? Weiter, Allah Shachur Kaisav, Star Lach Balchayv, Adama Payav Hizik Shibudai, since he damaged the Shibud, Yishalom Lo, he should pay. Yes.
Rabbi?
Okay, somebody's talking, and please mute yourself. Yes.
Shresedin means it's logical, or it's halacha?
This is the halacha before Tikkun Olam.
It's halacha from where?
From all the halachas of monetary things.
In other words, is it Midoraisa?
Yeah, all monetary things. Is it Midoraisa? Monetary things are decided, I don't know. Some of it, you know, the Torah never gets to every detail in monetary things. There's Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat.
Okay, and the other thing is, I understand the Chomet part, because you can't control when you lose Chomet on Pesach. It's gone. But the others are up to the more realms.
And he donated it. It's gone.
But that was his decision.
So he decided to hurt the guy's lien, yes.
So, I'm just taking it for granted that this is the law and that I don't have to.
No, wait. It's his item that has a lien. Certain things are stronger than a lien.
And am I allowed to ask why is it stronger than a lien in this case? In
because
case?
I own the Eben and I freed him. He's a free man. Why should the lien stop him from becoming free?
Because other than these three categories, I guess there are things that you can't get rid of. I don't know what they are offhand.
Yeah, if you sell it, the lien goes along with it.
If I tell my, if I put some money and I say I'm the car that I have.
Yeah, and then you
so
sell
I,
it.
I sell it so he can follow the car.
Exactly, because the sale doesn't break a lien.
But the shikra of the Eved does.
It's you freed him, he became Jewish. It's a whole different level. If you sell the Eved, it doesn't break the lien.
So the shikra is unique.
Yeah, you made him Jewish.
And what was the third category?
Hekdesh, you made it a carbon.
I guess, same rules. But you made him Hefker.
No, Hefker, you're mafker your Eved?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would assume that it was still, I'm not sure. I'm not going to answer because I'm not sure. Good question, I don't know. Nothing about my turn. That's shot number one.
Rebbe? Along those lines, I mean, if a person makes a pratiki on his Eved, isn't it like the lender has an interest in it? How can he even be Meshachar? You can't, if he has an interest in there, it's like if he's like a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mechonov, let's say the Shutfis, right? He can't be Meshachar, the other guy's part of the Eved.
A lien is not ownership. A lien is not ownership. It's a lien.
I mean, so they can't make a takana that it can't be Meshachar, a
person. He was Meshachar. He was Meshachar. You can't turn a Jew into an Eved.
Now, I want to say that maybe the takana could be that there's no Shachar in such a case. You cannot be Meshachar on a Paitike.
So you're going to take a biblical yid and turn him into an Eved, Kanani? Is that what you want to do?
Okay, I hear. Okay, I hear.
Imanami, Hamazik, Shibutu, Shachaverai, Banu, Lamachoikas, Shimimimimimimimimim, Rabbanu. We talk about it that way. This is a case of Mazik, Shibutu, Shachaverai. You ruin the guy's lien, do you have to pay him or not? Are you a Mazik? Are you a Gairim? Are you a Mazik? That's the first shot in the Mishnah, okay? Now we're going to have the second shot in the Mishnah. And again, I'm going to ask, let me try to explain the second shot in the Mishnah before I get the vultures jump on me. Sorry, I just did that. Ula Amar, Mishikrarai Rabbi Sheni. What happened was Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and Reuben made the Eved and Apaitiki, and Shimon freed him before he collected him. Shimon wrote him a star shikra.
What if he paid for loan?
This is what happened. You're asking a kasha namaisa. Shimon went and freed this Eved. Again, I asked that I'd be able to explain the Gemara. So Shura said then, ain't Eved chayav klum. The mitzvah. The Eved doesn't, he's not a bar mitzvah, he's not chayav mitzvah, he's still an Eved kanani. He doesn't belong to Shimon. How can Shimon free him? Elam, they take an island. There's a problem here. In the street, they will say he's a Jew. And when he walks in and he doesn't put on tefillin, people will say, he's not from, he doesn't wear tefillin. Now, he's an Eved Kanani. But as far as people are concerned, they heard a Shtar Shechur was written. Nobody investigates to see who wrote the Shtar Shechur. Right? And it's going to cause a problem. So, Kaifanis Rabbi Rishon, so we go to the first master and say, we got a problem here. The Eved is going to be accused of being a free person and not keeping mitzvahs. So for the benefit of the Eved, free him. You're the owner. The guy you borrowed money from freed him. Didn't work. but created a rumor that he's free, and the rumor that he's free hurts this Eved. So free him, the Christ of the Shara Damav, and the Eved's going to pay you. Number two has to pay number one. Because number two damaged one by writing a star shikr to the Yemen he had to lean on. We make number two pay. You hurt number one. Because we're going to free the Yemen now and because of you. This is called a hezek shein haniker. Because really, biblically speaking, he didn't damage him. But the Rabbanan are afraid of a rumor, and they said it's like a damage. That goes into machloikas of an unrecognizable damage. Because it's only rabbinically a damage. So the machloikas is b'may k'miflegi, b'hezik shein haniker k'miflegi. Ma'ar savet shmei hezik, u'ma'ar savet lo shmei hezik. So now going back to the Mishnah, it means, Eved sha'aseh rabbi apaitik l'acherim v'shichrarai, and the lender freed him. So, Ashurus Adin Ein Eved Chayiv Klum. Not Chayiv Mitzvahs. He's not Chayiv Mitzvahs. He's still in Eved. But people are going to think he's free and doesn't keep Mitzvahs. Chayiv Mitzvahs Rabbi, we force the first master to free him, and the Eved will pay him. And Shimon Gamliel will say, we force the master to free him, and we make the freer, the second guy, pay the first guy. So we have two Pshatim in the Mishnah. Either the first guy freed him, and we step in to get the Eved and other star shikhr because people will accuse, still call him an Eved. And the question is, who pays for that? The Eved or the second guy? I'm sorry, the first guy for damaging the lien. The second shot is that the second guy wrote the shikhr. And we forced the first guy to free him because people think the Eved's free and he's not keeping mitzvahs. The question is, who pays for that? The Eved? Or we say the guy who freed him, that a hezek shein haniker, an unrecognizable damage. It's only a damage because people are saying he's free and not keeping mitzvahs, and therefore he has to pay. Anyway, Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Eved, eina eved chayev klum b'mitzvahs. Hanoigis b'bnei chayrim yoysim avadim. He doesn't get the extra mitzvahs. Shlohei kanaloi. The guy didn't own him. V'leyachol l'shachroi. Avdamav, ha'aytum alachayv. Now Rashi is bothered. Why would the second guy have to pay? Right? Why would he pay? He owes the money. It cancels the loan. There it is. The Eved's worth more than the loan. So he has to pay him the difference. He didn't do anything. The Meshachar has to write the star for the extra. Hezek shein haniker shmei hezek. Tanakama lo shmei hezek. We can't make Shimon pay. He didn't do anything. It's an unrecognizable damage. Elo Eved, he's the one that's benefiting. So therefore, we make him pay. I'm going to learn two more lines in the Gemara before we have questions. Frek the Gemara, Ula, my time in Lama Karav. Why did Ula say that it's the second guy to freedom? Why wasn't he happy with Rav's shot that it was the first guy to freedom? Amalei Sheni Rabbi Karaslei. It says, sorry, right. Amalei Sheni Rabbi Karaslei. You're calling the second guy Kaifenes Rabbi Ve'Oisenoise Ben Chayrin. According to Rav, means you force the second guy. Second guy is not his master. The Mishnah used the word master. Must be we're forcing the first guy, not the second guy. And Rav, my time of Ula, according to Ula, the guy who freed him is the second guy has to pay. The second guy didn't free him. It didn't work. So again, the word Rabbi Meshachrer, one of the two is not going to be an exact word. So one liked one pshat better, one liked the other pshat better. Rashi, Meshachrer Karaslei, Miyavi Shachrer Shachrer, did it mean anything? Period. Yes, Corey.
My question, maybe Rashi answered it, but the loan, he's not going to pay the loan.
So Rashi's saying the Eved's worth more than the loan. That's how Rashi's answering that question. Fine.
But I'm saying if he doesn't pay the loan, the Eved goes over to the second guy.
But the second guy freed him, according to the second shot.
So why does anybody have to pay anybody?
Again, if the Eved's worth more than the loan, that means the first master lost an Eved.
It doesn't matter if the Eved's worth more than the loan or not.
Why not?
He's collecting from the Eved.
Again, if you have an apaitik, he doesn't allow you to collect more than the loan. You'll collect the Eved. You would collect the Eved and pay the guy the extra. So if you borrowed $1,000 and the Eved's worth $1,500, you'd pay $500 and take the Eved.
Okay. So how can anybody argue that the second guy owes money to the first guy?
He damaged him.
I understand he owes the money, but there's a machlokas here of who owes their money.
Right.
Somebody says that the Eved owes it.
Right, because the second guy doesn't have to pay because it's an unrecognizable damage. Because it's only a damage because the Rabbanan are afraid that people will accuse that the Eved's not keeping mitzvahs.
He's not paying the loan. The guy's not paying the loan.
Again. Stop. Reuven had an Eved. It had a lien to Shimon. The Eved's worth $1,500. And listen to me. Let me explain. The loan is $1,000. Under normal circumstances, Reuven would have gotten $500 and Shimon would have taken the Eved.
Yes.
Shimon went and freed this Eved.
Right.
That canceled the loan. But Mamaisa, Reuven just lost
$500. Why does that cancel the loan?
Because now he has no lien to collect from. He freed him. Shimon freed the Eved that he had a lien on.
So canceled the Shibud on the Eved or canceled the whole Chov?
No, it canceled the Shibud on the Eved, which is the, I pray think he says, is that all that counts.
Wait, so he got paid.
Again. But Reuven lost $500.
Right.
Who has to compensate Reuven? Now stop. If you learn Shimon is considered a mazik, then he has to compensate Reuven.
Yeah.
If you learn his damage doesn't rise to the level of being called a damage. So Reuven takes a loss, and Shimon's not paying him. And the Eved benefited. He's a free man.
The Eved didn't cause the benefit.
But Mike is the beneficiary of this whole thing. So we make him pay the $500. He walks away with his freedom.
Why doesn't he owe the whole value of himself?
Again, Shimon canceled the loan by freeing this guy.
Right, which the dollar amount should not be the same.
Again,
if the lender should have to pay only $500, but the Eved should have to pay $1,500.
No, he shouldn't, because basically, the takana was made.
His benefit is $1,500.
Again, but $1,000 belonged to Shimon, so to speak, and he was Michael. $1,000 in this Eved had a lien to Shimon, who forgave it. So Reuven's not losing that $1,000.
But if it's going off of what his benefit is, then it should be.
Again, he benefits $1,500, but $1,000 belongs to Shimon, who gave it up. The only loss Reuven is taking is $500.
At the time that it happened, he didn't give it up.
He did! He was Meshachar the Eved. Again, but he went through the motions of being Meshachar the Eved. That's like giving up the lien. Giving up the lien. That's what he did.
He could just tell Reuven that he's not collecting.
This is what happened. You're asking a kasha on a mic.
It would have been a lot easier.
It would have been a lot easier. But he did. He freed the Eved. He wants the Eved. He's an abolitionist. He runs the Underground Railroad. What was it called? The Underground System. I forgot what it was called. They had by the slavery, the slaves escaped. What?
Isn't
the holiday today? June? That's the 19th. Not the 19th today. Sunday, I think, is the 19th.
No, but they can't do it Sunday because it's not
going to... Kanitra? So I
guess
it's Monday. Yeah,
it's like Kisruka. No, I thought they decided the banks are closed for Judith.
Juneteenth. That's what
I go to
the
dentist for.
It's a permitted
holiday. For what?
I know why this has to do with... I know you're talking about them.
No, he said the slavery, that's why.
I know. That's what the Gemara's talking about. Did your business close on Juneteenth?
The doctor stayed no longer. Isn't there who? I didn't make up this holiday.
And Memorial Day you made up?
That's
Labor Day you made up? Which holiday did you make up? Shavuos, the Havdo. Shavuos you made up?
Yeah.
Okay. The Lakewood. Yer HaKadosh. Fine, we'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow.